اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد.
First of all, I would like to extend my condolences for martyrdom of people in Masjid Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam in Kuwait. Say my condolences to our Imam, Imam of the Age alayhi salatu wa salam, and also for the wafat of Hazrat Khadija salamullah alayha. Sallu ala Muhammad wa al Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa al Muhammad.
Verse 35 of Surah An-Nur is the most important verse because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself in this verse. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself as the light, that's why named this surah Surah An-Nur. First, I want to translate this beautiful verse of Quran and inshallah try to explain this verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. مثل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح. The example of his light is as a place wherein is a lamp, is the container of the light. المصباح في زجاجة. The lamp is in a glass. الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة. The glass, the lamp, the glass is like a brilliant star. كأنها كوكب دري. يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة. Illuminated from a blessed olive tree. لا شرقية ولا غربية. The location of this tree, this olive tree, is neither of the east nor of the west, in the middle of the garden. يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. Whose oil would almost glow forth of itself, although no fire touch it. It nearly wants to fire and flame because it's very clean oil. Nurun ala nur. This is a light upon light. Yahdillahu linurihi man yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides unto his light whom he pleased. Wa yadribu Allahu al-amthalu lin-nas. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set forth similarities and example for mankind. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah is all aware of all things. In this beautiful verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an example to explain the light, which introduced himself as the light. What is the light? What is the differences between this light and other light? The relation between this verse and previous verses we recited during last day is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in previous verses talk about modesty and encourage mu'mineen and advise mu'mineen to prevent from committing sin. And here said that committing sin is not possible only by get married. only by cast down eyes needs iman. If iman and faith put on your heart, so all of parts of your body can affect it from this faith. When you look, when you walk, when you sit, when you stand, when you eat, when you talk, shows that there is something in your heart. There is a belief, there is a light, there is an iman, there is a faith in your light, in your heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advising people to put light of iman, light of faith in their heart. So shows that the power and mighty of iman. In Islamic culture, different items introduce as light. For example, Quran, knowledge, wise, faith, guidance, Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a'imma alayhim salatu wa salam. For example, we have this beautiful narration and riwayat says that al-ilmu nurun, knowledge is light. Yaqdhifuhu Allahu fi qalbi man yasha. Allah put it in any heart that He will. And about Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call Quran as light. Qad ja'akum min Allahi nurun. Nur and light came to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of use the word Quran, said قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ. Doesn't say قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ قُرْآنٌ. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ. And also about iman and faith in Surah Baqarah verse 257 said اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah is the master, is the wali of those who believe. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Take out from the darkness to the light. What is the light here? Iman. So, different items named light in Islamic culture. And another thing is guidance, divine guidance. In Surah Al-An'am, verse 122, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. We gave him a light which will be able with this type of light to walk among people, to be able to recognize people. And also in Kitab al-Tawheed from Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Among one ahadith, Imam alayhi salam wants to explain and do tafsir of this verse, verse 35 of Surah An-Nur, said the meaning of Allahu Nur al-Samawat wal-Ard is that Allahu Hadin la-Ahd ahli al-Samawat wa Hadin la-Ahli al-Ard. Allah is the one who guides people of the earth, people of the heavens. So, guidance, faith, ilm, Quran, Rasulullah, and different items in Islamic cultures named as light, as the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is light. Because Allah is light, and everything come from light has light. And in Quran also, we have this beautiful verse that Inna anzalna Tawrat fiha hudan wa nur. Some item named as light, and some item there is light in them. For example, in all of the Allah's book, in all of the divine book, there is this light because come from Allah. Inna anzalna Tawrat, we send down Tawrat fiha hudan wa nur. There is guidance and light in it. Or about the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Said, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, انا ارسلناک شاهدا و مبشرا و نذیرا و داعیا الی الله و سراجا منیرا. او اور پروفیت، انا ارسلناک، وی سنت یو تو دی پیپل از دی شاهدا ویتنس مبشرا، دی وان هو گیو گلد تایدینگ تو پیپل، و نذیرا از دی Warner, wada'iyan ila Allah, the one who invite people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sirajan munira. Siraj is the container of the light. The glass, we translated in this verse as the glass. Wa sirajan munira. And in suratun, in دعای جوشن، we usually recite this beautiful dua in Layal al-Qadr. Allah subhanahu, we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also as light. So the books of Allah has light, Prophet of Allah has light, Islam has light, Iman has light. And here said, Ya Nur al-Nur, Ya Munawwir al-Nur, Ya Khaliq al-Nur, Ya Mudir al-Nur, Ya Muqaddir al-Nur, Ya Nur kull nur, Ya Nuran qabla kull nur, Ya Nuran ba'da kull nur, Ya Nuran fawq kull nur, Ya Nuran ba'da kull nur, Ya Nuran laysa kamislihi nur. It means that all of the light in the earth and heaven come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the light of the lights, any lights in this earth come from the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya munawwir an-nur, O the one who give the light to light. Ya khaliq an-nur, O the one who created light. Ya mudir an-nur, O the manager of the light. Ya nur kull nur, O the light of every light. Ya nuran qabla kull nur, O the light which existed before any light. Ya nuran ba'da kull nur, O the light which will be existed after all of the lights. It means after, when the day of judgment want to start, so all of the sun, moon, and everything has light and give light to the earth, become darkness and become off the light of all of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is before any lights and the light after any lights. And nuran fawqa kull nur, the light is above the all of the lights. So we as humanity, as created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also have light. Because Allah has light, so everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything has any relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has light. And we are here in this material life to create light. We have two types of light. One of them is the light of fitrah, the nature light. And the another one is the light which we can create this light. And we go back, we return to hereafter by those light we collected by our a'mal in this world. And let me to recite this beautiful verse, said يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, the day which you will see mu'mineen, all of the believers, talking about the day of judgment. وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, all of the believing women. يَسْعَى نُورَهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, there is a light running before them. وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, and on their right hand. بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ, this light shows them, this light good them this beautiful news that you will be, you one of the people of Jannah. بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ, give them glad tidings that جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ, all of the gardens of the heaven and paradise are waiting for you. جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ خالدين فيها ذلك الفوز العظيم, this is the great happiness which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to mu'mineen and give this glad tidings that you will be there forever. No one can reject you and get you out from the garden. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allahu nuru samawat wal ard. The differences between the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and other lights, the light which created by humanity by their good deeds, or the light of sun, the light of moon, is that the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited and indefinite. But the light of people may be off by other a'mal, by committing sins. And the light of iman, when come to your heart, it will shine all parts of your body and enlight all of your body. That's why some urafa can recognize. I think any amal, any action, any deed which we do in this material world has a specific light, which ulama and urafa can recognize this light belong to which type of a'mal of you. Because for example, al-wudu'u nurun. وَالْوُضُوءُ عَلَى الْوُضُوءِ نُورٌ عَلَى النُّورِ. Making wudu is light. And when you make wudu, actually you're creating this light. Creating this light, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by your wudu, forgive some a'mal which created darkness to your heart. When this darkness removed by the wudu, so the light enlight all of your light of wudu enlightening your body. And then this type of light is different with light of other a'mal. That's why some urafa, there is a different history. Some urafa, they actually tell to people, oh, you did this type of actually good deed. Why? Because they can recognize the light created by your amal. And this light actually never go away from our spiritual body. So Quran is nur because this is the word of Allah. Islam is nur because this is the constitution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rule for living. Divine prophet are light because they are messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'imma alayhim as-salam also they are light because they are the protectors of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faith is light because the faith is the connection between Allah and humanity. Because the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acting upon Allah's rule. And knowledge also is light because knowledge is the cause to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
When and where we can find those lights? In the next verse, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said that you can find those light fi buyutin, in some houses. أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them permission to recite the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَذْكُرُ فِيهَا إِسْمَحْ. And to remember him and his names. It means that though this type of light you can find also in the house of mu'mineen, the one who recite Quran, يُذْكَرَ فِي أَسْمَحْ. The one who praying to the light of prayer is come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a part of light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we recited one beautiful hadith that the angels of God can recognize the house of mu'mineen who recite Quran. And this type of house enlightening for the angels, like the stars enlight for the people on the earth. So we can see the stars because they have light. And the angel of God, they can see house of mu'mineen because their house has light. Light of Quran, light of zikrullah, light of praying, light of fasting. So different light. And we have a beautiful
hadith that when a mu'min put in his grave and the six lights come and introduce themselves. One of them is the light of Hajj. And the another one is the light of prayer. The another one is the light of his charity. Khums, zakat, sadaqat. And the biggest light is belong to the light of velayat of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahumma salli ala
But the best example of this light is the light of the best example of this buyut, this houses is the house of Rasulullah and then the house of Amir al-Mu'minin and Fatima and house of A'imma alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Let me to give you reference in Ziyarat al-Jami'ah, we addressing A'imma alayhim as-salatu was-salam and said, Ja'alakum fi buyutin adhanallah an turfa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you in houses which Allah gave you and turfa to recite his name and to mention greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the house which has light of Allah, the house which has light of Prophet and the light of faith, light of reciting Quran and praying is the great house. أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَنْ تُرْفَعَ This is the great house because there is a part of light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein. Inshallah we talk about this verse and the verse 37 tomorrow. Inshallah because those three verses are the verses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give example about His light and tell us you can find those lights in the light in the house of A'imma alayhi salatu wa salam and then about the people who are very great in this world. Who is more great people among mu'mineen? Said Rajalun la tulhihim tijaratun wa la bay'un an dhikrillah. Inshallah we explain this verse tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand more about Quran and understanding of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the age. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ij'al awaqib umurina khayra. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.